SBS, a world of difference. You're with SBS Ukrainian on mobile, online and on radio.
Ви з SBS українською на мобільних, в інтернеті та на радіо.
Hello from the BBC. I'm Rob Hugh-Jones with an update on the war in Ukraine. The heavy fighting that's been going on in the east is now largely focused around two cities. Both, says our reporter in the capital, Kyiv, Joe Inwood, are strategically important.
Sitting each side of a strategically important river, Severodonetsk and Lysychansk have been all but destroyed as Russian artillery units try to pound the Ukrainian defenders into submission. It is in Severodonetsk that the fighting is most intense, with conflicting reports about who controls the city. It's been confirmed that Russia has lost another top commander. Russian state media say Major General Roman Kutuzov was killed leading an assault on a Ukrainian village. Ukraine now claims to have killed 12 Russian generals, unprecedented in modern warfare.
Our reporter Orla Guerin is now in eastern Ukraine. She was last there when the invasion began.
We were here back on the 24th of February, and this is an area that at that time was regarded as quite a safe place. Coming back to the east now, 3 months on, is quite extraordinary. The difference is incredibly stark. You drive through towns and cities where there is really no sign of life.
Meanwhile, a row has broken out between Ukraine and the International Atomic Energy Agency, an organization that seeks to promote the peaceful use of nuclear energy. Ukraine accused the head of the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, of lying about being invited by Ukraine to visit its nuclear plant at Zaporizhia, which has been seized by Russian forces. Our Europe editor explains.
Ukraine's nuclear operator, Enerhoatom, did not mince its words. In a statement, it said it saw efforts by Rafael Grossi to visit the Zaporizhia plant as an attempt to legitimise Russia's occupation of the facility. It said Ukraine had not invited him to visit and had refused permission previously. Mr. Grossi, in an impassioned address on Monday, stressed the visit was vital, saying the Zaporizhia plant was disconnected from safety systems.
Danny Eberhard. Away from the Ukraine region, there have been heated exchanges about the war at the United Nations Security Council in New York. They were triggered by Charles Michel, the president of the European Council, which is composed of the heads of state of the 27 EU nations and which defines the political direction and priorities of the European Union. Mr. Michel blamed Russia's invasion for causing a global food crisis.
The dramatic consequences of Russia's war are spilling over across the globe, and this is driving up food prices, pushing people into poverty and destabilizing entire regions. And Russia is solely responsible for this food crisis, Russia alone, despite the Kremlin's campaign of lies and disinformation.
Mr. Michel also said he'd seen for himself the situation in the Ukrainian Black Sea port of Odessa.
A few weeks ago, in Odessa, millions of tons of grain and wheat stuck in containers and ships because of Russian warships in the Black Sea and because of Russia's attack on transport infrastructure. And it is Russian tanks, Russian bombs and mines that are preventing Ukraine from planting and harvesting. The Kremlin is also targeting grain storages and stealing grain in Ukraine while shifting the blame on others.
All of these accusations upset Russia's ambassador to the United Nations, Vasily Nebenzia, who took off his headphones and walked out of the meeting. We've not been able to interview the ambassador, but we have talked to a political analyst in Moscow called Gevorg Mazayan. He described the EU's accusations against Russia as fake news.
We don't stop Ukraine from exporting it through the port of Odessa. Just Ukraine must put out all the mines it put near the port of Odessa, and then it can export freely. Russia told us. It's the first point. Second point, there are five other ways how Ukraine can export its grain except of port of Odessa, through Berdansk, Mariupol, through Poland, through Romania, through Hungary, and again through Belarus to the Baltic ports. There are no problem of export. All this is another fake story to blame Russia for another crisis.
Finally, reports from Germany say Deutsche Bank has relocated hundreds of employees from Russia to Berlin since the start of the invasion in February. They're among around 1,500 IT specialists the bank employs in Moscow and St. Petersburg. Deutsche Bank is not commenting on the relocation. Those are the latest developments on day 104 of Russia's invasion. I'm Rob Hugh-Jones at the BBC.